Life in the Land of the Ice and Snow. I'm your host, Heather, and I'm here today with my co-host, Kimberly.
Hi, it's me again.
And we're back with more summer tips, and this time it's all about the food and the beautiful views, as always. So today we're going to talk about outdoor restaurants, cafes, and bars. Again, mostly centered around Stockholm because that's where we live, but we do have a few suggestions for Malmo, Gothenburg, even one in Uppsala. So yeah, let's talk about those because this is a major thing. This is what summer's all about, is eating outdoors. If you get put inside at a restaurant in Stockholm in the summer, I mean, it's so depressing. You want the outdoor seats. If you can't get an outdoor seat,
then you want a window seat. You want to be right by the window where you can view the outdoors.
Because that's what it's all about. That's what the Swedes are doing. They're sitting outside. The nice thing about Stockholm is there are a couple of streets that actually get closed off during the summer, and they're full of restaurants, and everything is outdoor seating. It's so much fun to walk down these streets just for the vibe. Everyone is happy, eating, having drinks.
Mm-hmm. So, there's music. Yeah. It's just beautiful. They pack the streets with like just greenery, flowers, trees. So it's quite nice.
Right. No cars can pass through. And I'm trying to think, there's two that are the most popular streets, I would say. And one of them is near St. Eric's Plan, and that is Rörstrandsgatan.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of bars and cafes.
So many. You can definitely find somewhere to eat there. And it's just a lovely place to walk down. So you go to the St. Eric's Plan Tunnelbana station, you'll find the street from there. And it's all restaurants, all outdoor seating.
Mm-hmm. The prices range from, you know, sandwiches, little fika, things like that, to five-star, four-star dining. It's up to you. So you can pick and choose what your budget allows.
Exactly. It's a little bit of everything. So if you go south on Södermalm, there's another closed-off street, and that is Swedenborgsgatan. That's another one that they close off during the summer, also full of different restaurants.
And bars and cafes.
Bars and plants.
But the thing is, too, is like each one has its own vibe. So if you go to Vasastan and then you go to Söder, the vibe is very different. The crowd, the people, just the atmosphere, the dynamic. So recommend like trying different ones just so you can get a different feel of like Sweden and what each part of the city is about. Because it's very different, I think.
Yeah, but it just gives you more reasons to go back.
Yeah.
You know, there might be some more streets that are like that. I know there's one near Hornstull that's kind of always cut off. It's a nice thing. It really becomes a more walkable city.
There are a few that are in the city center now. I just noticed that they were putting up Tegnergatan. There's like, it's not completely cut off, but parts of it is where there'll be some outdoor seating for the restaurants that are covered and more permanent. Just now on Regeringsgatan, they've put up a lot of little park benches and things like that where people can kind of, you can grab a coffee and sit there or have a little picnic and sit in the middle of the street.
So nice.
With protection.
Yes.
So, and some of them even have, on Regeringsgatan, there's one towards the end that has like a little, what do you call it? These like pinball game things on it. And one
like
has like a little,
foosball
table that's kind of, it's outdoors and it's connected and you can kind of go there and play a little foosball. And I think another one has like you can play checkers or whatever.
Oh, that's so cute.
So you check out some of them. You can just sit there and have a little picnic on the street.
I thought of another one on Södermalm, and that is Skolnagatan. Mm-hmm. That's closed off in the summer too. And that's kind of your hipster area with a ton of restaurants and ice cream places. But the nice thing about that one is if you keep making your way up the street, you end up at Nytorget, which is a really cute park. So it's great to go there with kids. Just get an ice cream, let them play in the playground. That's one that I go to a lot. But then there's also certain restaurants that are kind of known for being outdoors. And one that's a favorite with a lot of people is a vegetarian restaurant called Herman's. Mm-hmm. It's got one of the most gorgeous views over Stockholm. It would be closest to Slussen, and you take a bus up the hill. And that's
or
one that
walk.
I... Or walk, yeah, if
Depending
you're up
on
for
how
it.
Conscientious you are.
Yeah. And then if you go down, you know, if you want to go to Gamla Stan, Of course, you know, everything's there so pretty, but by the water, there's Mr. French, which is a little more on your more expensive side, but not crazy. It's okay.
It's that's Swedish on the water. Expensive.
Yeah. But for a little cheaper, they have now opened a Bröd and Salt, which is, you can get like little focaccia or small more a cafe small, type stuff, but still have the same view. Yeah. And sit by the water. Near the city hall, there's the Trattorian, the Orangeriet. Mm-hmm. And that's a very popular place. You might need reservations if you're going there, maybe at 5 o'clock or something.
Yeah, depending on the day.
Yeah, and they've got kind of where it goes out on the water. It's a lovely place.
Yeah, it's like, but yeah, the jetty there, so it can be a little...
Be careful.
Be careful, I warn you. Yeah.
There is no gate or anything to stop you. I know somebody who
fell off.
Yep, he had a little too much to drink and he walked straight into the water.
Oh, wow.
Sadly, that was actually during the winter, even more dangerous. But
then also, too, if you're sitting there and these boats come by and then it just starts wobbling.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh.
Maybe don't go there if you're seasick.
That's what I was going to warn you. Like, if you're a little bit, you may want to sit on the solid ground part of it.
Uh-huh. For sure. And that reminds me, there's another one of those that is kind of out on a jetty, and that's kind of near Hornstuhl and Södermalm, called Lupin. It's near Hornstuhl, and you can go through the park at Tanto to get there. It's a little pricey, but it's more about being able to sit on a jetty. And there's a couple of other places there. But if you go up just a little bit along the water, there's Hornstuhl Strand. And the great thing about that is on weekends, it's a market in the summer. And it's full of food trucks and people have booths where they sell their crafts and small items, art, things like that. I often go there. I'll get something from the food truck, go and see, you know, what kind of art people are selling at the little booths, just look around. And then I keep making my way to Tanto, which is a big park. You can go swimming there. There's mini golf there. Have your picnic there. It's a lovely place. And people watch. It's a cool place to people watch, for sure. So those are just some places, some outdoor restaurants. But then we also have a lot of rooftop bars that are amazing in the summer.
Rooftop bars are everything.
Yes.
Because in the summer, you have unlimited daylight. If the sun is shining, it's so much... It's just beautiful. And then you're on the rooftop and you just have this great view of Stockholm in every direction.
Because Stockholm's so pretty on the rooftops.
Yeah, on the rooftops. It's like, it's just amazing. Yeah, so a lot of Sweden, I think a few years ago, got the idea of like, oh, we can have bars on roofs.
Yes.
Yes.
Finally.
And so now there's like, we have them everywhere, which is great for us.
Yeah.
And so there's, you know, depending on what you're interested in or what part of the city you want to be, you can find one almost in every direction.
I think so. I mean, if you're in the middle of town, I don't often recommend things that are around Central because sadly, it's the one part of town that isn't as old and pretty because they went and tore it down in the 60s and 70s to build modern buildings and got rid of all the beautiful old ones. But there are a couple of cool rooftop bars around there. One is Stockholm under Stjärnorna, which is so difficult for me to say. So it's Stockholm.
I can't even try.
Stockholm under the stars. Uh-huh. And that's a really nice one. You can just go up and have a drink. And sometimes they have musical guests. And sometimes in the summer, they actually show movies up there.
Oh, wow.
So if you look at their schedule, you can see. And you can go up there, have a little snacky food and some drinks, watch a movie or listen to some good music. So that's one I'd really recommend. And also around Central, it's a hotel, the Scandic Continental.
Oh, yes.
They have
that's
a
really
very nice, it's not quite rooftop, but it's a terrace bar about halfway up. And it's also, you have a good view of City Hall from there.
It's half inside and half outside. So
yeah, so if it's raining.
It's a good, you can... Go there because it's like you have a really nice view of, yes, like you said, City Hall and Lake Mälaren from there. And it's really nice because then if the weather isn't what it should be, you can still see from the inside.
Yeah,
it's kind of
a
like
lot
glass
of windows
and that sort of thing.
So that's a good one. Another one I like is in Humla Gården, the big park near Östermalm, Omnipolo's Flora.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes. That's really nice.
Yeah. So Omnipolo, they do craft beers. Mm. And in the summer, they open up a place on Humla Gården. And actually think I got some pretty decent food there last year. I just went for the beer, but I was surprised they had good stuff to eat.
Oh, okay.
And for decent prices. So if, but it can get crowded. It's not very big. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's a lot of different places to go for a drink near there.
I'm partial to the city. I'm sorry, because I live in the city center. So yeah. A lot of the rooftop bars there, I kind of know.
What about Urban Deli?
Yeah, the Urban Deli there, just at Herrtorget subway stop, just mm-hmm. off of Sveavägen. They have a rooftop bar there. It's really nice. You have a great view of the city, north, south, east, west, every direction.
I haven't
and
been to
like,
that one.
And there's like, they usually have a DJ there. You can check it out like certain times, and they also do kind of like a quiz night sometimes.
Oh,
just
nice.
A lot of different things going on. I mean, you can get food from the restaurant, or you can have like the cafe. They have everything. I mean, from little snacks, chips and nuts to a big meal, but mostly on the roof there, it's going to be kind of more smaller dishes, like maybe
yeah.
like pasta or salad or something like that. But it's a great place to hang out. And in the summer, they do
Aperol Spritz.
Yes,
yeah.
Aperol Spritz. They're just crazy about Aperol Spritz up there. It's like Aperol Spritz heaven. And that's like,
that's
they have, everything is like, they'll have it all decorated in Aperol Spritz. Yeah,
why so, not? It's a good summer drink.
Yeah, if you want an Aperol Spritz, go to Urban Deli at Sveavägen.
But
you won't be disappointed.
There are so many, but it's a great thing to do in Stockholm in the summer. It's what I go for. And in fact, I don't think I go to any indoor
no.
restaurants in the summer. You just can't waste your time unless it's raining.
I mean, there's Spesso, there's Tox, some of the Bank Hotel. The
right, they've got
a lot of rooftop
nice,
bars.
Yeah. So, I mean, just look around. Again, Google rooftop bar Stockholm, mm-hmm. Terrace restaurants, and you'll find so many because it's, again, Swedish people love to be outside in the summer. So any
absolutely.
Chance you can eat outside, you
absolutely.
Can go outside. There's going a bit away from Stockholm. There's a place I forgot to mention when we talked about Uppsala, but it goes with eating outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
There is a nice, if you're up in Uppsala near the big, I think it's the English park, there is an area, and it's called Uppsala Matmarknad, Uppsala
uh-huh,
Food
okay.
Market. And there's about 9 little food trucks. They're always there all together, and each one has a different theme.
Oh,
and
wow.
you can go there and get a very well-priced lunch. I'm not sure if they're there for dinner. You'd mm-hmm. have to check. And then you just take it in this gorgeous park. They also have tables by the food trucks, but you can take it in the park. It's a wonderful way to eat outdoors for not much money.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So I wanted to make sure that I mentioned that just
we
for
were there
people
last,
in Uppsala.
We went last summer for like a little day trip. And I think along the water there, the Fries Hove, what are they called?
Uh-huh.
They were trying to do a little bit of the outdoor seating restaurant type thing. We actually had pizza. So we were sitting at having pizza by the river outdoors because that's what the kids had wanted. So,
oh, that's so
it's
nice.
Like you could, there was a wide range of a variety of foods that you could eat just out there by and enjoy the river. There's also boats that you can take down the river in Uppsala.
I didn't
and do like
that.
Dinner cruises and things like that. It's really nice.
I have
nice.
To look that one up.
Yeah, it's nice. They have them. I think it's mostly during the summer.
Okay.
I did it for my birthday. A friend of mine booked it for a birthday present for me. It was really nice. We had a nice dinner on this boat and just cruised down the river.
How nice.
And we got mooned by some teenage boys.
That comes with every river cruise.
I know.
Doesn't matter
like,
where
oh,
you
yay.
Are. Well, and then going down again to Malmo that I visit a lot, I do have a couple of recommendations there for some places I've been. So there is a Bula Bar on Drottningtorget
mm.
that is really nice. You can eat there. They have good wine and then play a little boule, which in most of the bigger towns you can find, if you look up Bula Bar, there's a lot of them that are outdoors.
Yes.
You know, the game with the silver ball where you're trying to hit the other silver
balls.
But it's but it's a very popular game in Sweden during the summer, and it's so easy, and it's one that you can function with while you have a beer or a glass of wine.
Yeah, and it's outdoors.
Yeah,
and usually a lot of places will have a a bull pit, so you can't actually sometimes bring
that's
your
true.
Own.
Even if they're not a bull bar, they'll still have that bull set, I guess it's called.
Or you do the Swedish thing, you have the Viking game or whatever, just carry that with
Kub,
you.
Yeah.
And you can play that wherever you want.
That's right. So that one, the one on the Drottningtorget, is really nice. And then if you like wine bars, there's the Lenoteca wine bar, and during the summer they bring out their outdoor seating, and it is so cozy and nice. So I highly recommend that if you're in Malmo, because they also have good food there too. And then for Gothenburg, I mean, the main thing is to just go down this street. It's called Tredje Långgatan, and it's one of those walking streets, again, that's got a lot of bars and restaurants and stuff.
And cafes.
Yeah. So if you're in Gothenburg, I mean, a good thing is to just head there, Tredje Långgatan. But there's also Hagabion and Barkino, I guess, or Kino. So it's an old, it still is a movie theater. Mm. And they open up a big, large outdoor area every summer. And they've got like local beer, but they've got vegetarian food. And it's really laid back. It's
nice.
It's really cozy. And then there's another restaurant in the Vasastaden neighborhood, and that's called Levantine. And it's this is in Gothenburg.
Okay.
And it's a little outdoor French bistro. So it's got hammocks that you can relax in. It's got an outdoor bar. So if you happen to go to Gothenburg or live there, those are like a little touch of places in Gothenburg and Malmo. Like I said, we're more familiar with Stockholm. But when I visited these places, these are some that I've taken note of. So they're good ones to look up, you know, and you may live in Stockholm and be traveling to these places too.
Yeah.
And want to know where to go.
Like I said, I mostly do the coast. So I just love in the summer going to all the little like villages, little small towns on the Swedish like east and like the west coast. And there again, there are loads of little bars and restaurants and cafes.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, especially if you really like fresh seafood, if you like smoked shrimp or anything like that.
West coast especially.
Shrimp, you go to the west coast, you can sit there, have a nice cold beer, have some smoked shrimp, and I'm in heaven. Give me some aioli.
Now you got me hungry.
I know. Or like, and it's just nice. There's nothing like it. Yeah. If you're sitting there and just having a nice beer, having some smoked shrimp or like some smoked mackerel, or I call it Swedish soul food. So it's like some fried herring. I put a little bit of Tabasco on it.
Oh yeah.
And have me a beer and I'm like, got it. I'm in heaven.
Perfect. Yes.
Yeah. So you can get, I mean, there are a lot of nice restaurants along the coast of Sweden and up north as well. So yeah, check them out.
Yeah,
we have whatever, we have everything.
This place has everything.
It has everything. Yeah.
But I would also encourage, we're going to wrap this up because we could talk forever about all the beautiful restaurants. I would encourage people to go back and look at some of our other summer podcasts. We often do summer edition podcasts with a lot of tips on other places to go in Sweden that may cover a lot of small towns. I know that we've done a lot about the West Coast and about Småland. We've also got tips from Swedish people, so you get the lowdown. If you're not originally from Sweden, you get the Swedes fill you in on some of the Swedish holidays and the Swedish summer customs that maybe don't make sense to all of us, but they kind of make a little sense of them.
You would just search the podcast site.
Yeah, just
and
search
summer.
Search through. I think they're usually labeled like summer edition, and you can get a lot of good tips that way and figure out a lot of fun stuff to do, because the main thing is, you do not want to waste one sunny summer day
in all of Sweden.
You must take advantage.
You have to take advantage. And like, just, yeah, I mean, there's so much to do here and you would just be amazed. So yeah, it's good to have a little bit of a background and know what it is you want to do, what you're interested in, what you like and what you don't like. So then you're not wasting any of your time, any of the daylight
and
the sunshine.
Well, we are going to go on a short hiatus now because both Kimberly and I have vacations and our summer houses. Mm-hmm. So we'll be gone for a little while. And unless you don't know, Sweden basically shuts down for July and a little bit surrounding with June and August. So no one's around.
But I think we should come back in August. We need to prepare you for crayfish season.
That's true. We will do our best. I'm not going to guarantee. Well, but we'll probably be back
towards
August or September. And I hope that you all have a wonderful summer and that you get in as much sunshine as you can. Soak it in.
Yes,
because it goes away so quickly.
We hope that this is a very sunny summer for everyone.
Yes. All right. Happy summer, and we'll talk to you later. Hey, Dove.